We are going to start this morning at Chaf Beis. Okay, so again, talking about the proper way of writing, we'll get into a little bit about how to correct certain mistakes, depending on where the mistake occurred on the line. So, the Mechaber begins. Tov l'nasos hakumos kodim shiyaschil lichtov haparsha. So it's a good thing to test out the quill before one begins to start writing. Shlo yehei alav dio yoisim midai v'afsid. So you shouldn't have excess ink on the quill, and then it will mess things up. V'chein yizar, and so to be careful, kodem shiichtov kol shem likros kol ma shekosov k'dei shlo yavo lidei gniza al yado. So you have to be careful before you write the Shem Hashem, because we're going to see that it has to be written in order, right? This is your question yesterday about Kisidron, that the order of this is a chumr by the tefillin, doesn't apply by Sefer Torah, but if you would have something, you can't go back and make a correction. So you have to make sure if you're writing the Shem Hashem that everything previously on that line has to be correct, because you can't erase it. Now, if we'll see in a minute, if something a mistake was happening on the line, so no problem, I'll just re-erase from that line till where the mistake was, and I'll continue writing. But then if there's a Shem Hashem on that, then there's that's not an option to erase. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Kuf Hei. Before you begin, doesn't mean necessarily before you start that parsha. That you start to write, in that parsha. Doesn't mean the beginning. I'm saying, so the beginning of the process means the beginning of that part itself. So he says you should look at what has been written already. Kufav mashakosav, but also parsha in that line velo shelifaneha. Not necessarily what's been written before that. And then he says, "Al yado that if it could come to Geniza, he says like this: Ukeshetoyvel hakumus lichtov bo es Hashem. When you dip the quill in the ink in order to write Shem Hashem, lo yaschil lichtov osumiyad. Don't jump right in and write it immediately. Shelo yafsidenu b'ribui dio, because you have a lot of ink dripping on this. It's not going to come off clean. O ula yeshlav sear." Maybe there's a hair on it or something like that on the quill, and therefore when you start writing, it's not going to come out straight. Could you imagine such a fine point at the end, right? And then now you have a little hair there that could mess things up. You also have to be mekadesh sha'al hakumus terem shiichtov Hashem before you write the name of Hashem. Right, you have to say, I'm now writing this. We learned maybe 2 days ago, if I remember, that you have to speak out before each one of the askaros. V'chein yechavin lahaniach os achas milichtov koydim shehashem ve'oso os yaschilichtov. So you should begin from that point that you've stipulated this. Let's say you didn't. Okay. So if you're not going to do this, you should look for a letter or a tag in, like the crown, that needs a little of a touch-up. Right? And you should fill that up, and then you could write out the Shem Hashem. But again, the key thing is, the Mishnah is pointing out, we don't want excess ink. It's going to be a problem, so in order to avoid that beforehand. If you need extra ink, we were talking about I had too much ink, but let's say I don't have enough. So what do? If you need, you started writing the Shem Hashem, you're writing Yud K, and then you're in the middle of the Vav, now I ran out of ink, I can't finish up. So as Yitbol be'osios shelefnei Hashem, Shehem Lachim, you should dip it into those letters itself, the Yud and the K, that are still wet, moist, v'adayin yigmor Hashem, then use that ink to go ahead and write, finish up the name, the Vav, and then the final Hey. Aval lo yitbo b'osios Hashem atzmam, but you shouldn't dip, not in the name itself, you should go the letter, the word before that. I'm sorry, v'yadaber Hashem, almost like v'yadaber, you would dip in the v'yadaber, you would not dip in the Shem Hashem. Then he says, the end, v'yish makin litbo b'osios Hashem atzmam. Some say you can make one, you could even dip in the letters itself, right? I misspoke the first time. It's really, the best thing to do is to dip it into others, but if not, then you could even put it into there. Ubizwi leka kevan shehu kedei lahashlim bo'as Hashem. This isn't considered to be Zion, disrespectful to the writing of the Shem Hashem, because you're using it in fact to complete the Shem Hashem.
Saying if you've run out of ink overall, or just
in the name of Hashem.
No, but I mean, your quill itself is out, and there's nothing to re-dip it into that's outside the...
I follow your question.
Well, you have to use from existing letters if you happen to be in the middle of the word.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. I was understanding That's a good point. Could be your way. I was just saying that like you dipped it and now you're done. So rather than dipping it again, but you're saying, I have to think about that. You're saying there is no othering, so you have to get it from somewhere, right?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I don't know.
Otherwise, good. Becomes, is it an issue of just a delay in the writing? Like you shouldn't take a
No, that, I think the issue over here is that to use, because again, you have to, well, before you're writing the Shem Hashem, you're saying, right, you're being Mekadesh that, so you want to use that. That Kedusha.
Existing vocalization.
I love it. You gave me homework. Okay, I'm going to look into it. I think it could be the way you're saying. I think. I don't know. All right, excellent. Yeah. Ve'im ha'osios shelefon of einon lachim. If the letters before them are no longer moist, azai yitpol nechadosh. So you should toivel it again. Ve'yichapesh acher os otag shetzrichin dio kanal. So then, it sounds like you're, you have extra ink, right? Because you're just going back and dipping it again. But your question is, what if there wasn't, right? Like the chose hula mitzvah, this is like doing it nice. Hit a mitzvah, lola ukuva b'diavad. If you didn't dip it, if you did do that, so when you have the ink, it still sounds like
it's preferable to use existing letters.
It's still right. It's still plenty because he gives the eights. If you don't have, then go ahead and dip it. Yeah, I think maybe it's more pashtus is the way, like I was saying, that they really, really, you should continue within the Shem Hashem, even if there is ink available. It could be because that's the way he ends off. Yeah, okay. Chaf Gimel. Yeah, we have time? A few minutes. Okay. Imotze shechiser os achas ein lo takana. If you found out that it's missing a letter in the tefillin, there's no way to fix it. Sheim kein hai ksuvin. Because if you went back and put in that missing letter, so it comes out now that you've written the tefillin out of order. Upsulin mishum dikasiv, because it says in pasuk v'hayu, this should be v'havayoson yehu. They have to be in its order. You cannot retroactively insert letters into your tefillin. Ve'im yiter os achas, if you added a letter, yeshlo tekana al yedei sheyigror oso. You could scrape it away. Im hi besof teva o betechila. If it's the beginning of the letter or if it's at the end of the letter. Aval. If the additional letter, hi beemtza teva lo. If it's in the middle, you can't. Mishum kishayigror. Once you remove that letter, ye nire kishte o teva. So it'll look like two letters. So let's look at the diagrams for a second. Here is, it's a little bit small, but we'll try to explain. Let's go back a second. According to this, so here you wrote Bechor, right? You wrote Bechor without the Vav. So now the problem is you have Hashem Hashem on the end of the line, right? So what do you do over here? So he writes that in this case, wait, let me explain. You can't do anything in that. That place has to go to Geniza. In a case where you haven't, right, you got just up till here, not to La Hashem, you're just with the Lamed, then scrape it all the way back, and then write Bechor with the Vav, and then continue just writing the rest
of
the
line. In other words,
if there's a Shem Hashem on that line, it's going
But the Shem Hashem, but the Lamed doesn't become part of the Shem Hashem because it's just a prefix.
Right.
It's not. You're allowed to erase that Lamed.
No, so here now, when he talks about if you have an extra letter at the end of a letter, or an extra tough over here, or an extra hey here, so if it's at the front, so then you can scrape it away. Scraping away is not writing a letter. Scraping is just removing something, you're not touching letters. That's allowed to be done. However, if it's in the middle of a word, right here, so right, called Peter, but he wrote Patur, right? So then, talks about scraping this away. Well, maybe we're going to run out of time. We'll touch it up on tomorrow. But we'll finish up tomorrow. Here, if I scrape out that Vav, so it looks like Kol Paytest space race. It looks like two separate words here, so it doesn't look at it. So there's a way, depending on the os, to stretch that letter into combining it into there, like here Mitzrayim. If you see here, there was two yuds. Shouldn't have been two yuds of Mitzrayim. So he takes the resh and stretches that, erases the second yud, and because you're the tochos, and then you're allowed to extend the resh, and that's the problem. You'll see this if you look at some Sifrei Torah when there's touch-ups. You'll see where like certain letters have become
longer,
supersized in order to make corrections in it.
I'll have that.
Yeah. No. If you wrote an extra letter, then you erase the extra letter, you have extra space now.
Correct. Right. So we'll talk about that. How much space is allowed to be between two osios? We'll pick up the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.
Yeah, and also, like certain letters are stretchable.